it's a million officially, and then we've done another kind of 50 odd thousand this week. So, you know, that gets, we're edging ever closer to the higher numbers that we're aiming for. So that's really positive. And look, you know, that those types of numbers are not achieved by the NHS alone. So all of the volunteers, all of our public sector partners, all of the staff in GP practices, you know, it's just a monumental effort by everybody.
And I mean, 1 million, obviously, it's not 1 million people, but that is a fair, I mean, what are we on now? 70-odd% or 70% of the population have now had at least one dose in Leicester and Rutland?
That's right. So it's particularly in our at-risk cohort. So those are the ones of people that we're obviously most worried about. So those, we're in really good figures for those, kind of up in the 85-86%. So that's really positive. We've got a little bit of work to do with those cohorts still, because we just want to make sure we do another round to make sure that if people want to come forward, because now they've got some more information, they can do. So there's plenty of information out there now, official information from the NHS about both vaccines that we're using. So more and more people are coming forward, which is really good news. So we expect that number to creep up as well.
So people are still, even those cohorts that were done right back at the beginning, people are still, you know, coming forward for them.
Absolutely, yeah. So as I said, it's more and more genuine information, isn't it? Remember at the beginning there were lots of misinformation being circulated. So now people have got a lot more of a clearer idea about what the vaccine is, what it does, and the protection it provides, particularly with these new variants that we're seeing across the country. So it's a really positive story to me, and making people come forward.
One of the things, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but I guess one could be forgiven at the start for thinking that it was going to be not as smooth as it turned out to be, but unless you're going to hit me with behind the scenes, it's been chaos. It seems on all fronts, it's been an incredibly smooth process, pretty much.
Well, you know, the NHS, you give us a challenge and we've always risen to it. So it's one big family across the NHS and the public sector, and we've come together to work with our communities and our volunteers to just pull it off. So it's, you know, it's an absolutely monumental effort on everybody's part, including our community, many of whom have given up hours and hours of their time trying to convince people to come forward for the vaccinations, particularly in those first couple of months where all those myths were circulating. So, you know, we talk about team efforts all the time, but this is genuinely all of our communities and all of our services coming together, whether that's police, whether it's our council colleagues, everybody else that we're working with from a local footprint perspective to just get the job done.
Do you think this could mark a significant moment looking to the future, when we don't have to give out vaccines on an industrial scale, the relationships and sort of the working together, as you say, with so many groups, do you think that can only benefit day-to-day post-COVID operations in the future?
Totally. So, I mean, we've learned so much through this vaccination process, because we've done so much work with our communities. So learning about, you know, why people don't come forward. So we've got people in areas, for example, who are telling us that we would love to come forward, but actually the vaccine's only offered between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and I'm on a 0 hours contract, and if I come for a vaccine, I don't get paid, and therefore I can't feed the kids. You know, we don't realise that people are in those types of situations in all different areas of Leicester and Rutland, and so just having that intelligence and saying, that's fine, we will do something else to make sure that you can access that vaccine. You'll have heard, we're working with Loris, and we've got the mobile bus going out in various places across the county and the city at various different times of the day. We're working with our factories, bigger factories, to try and get the staff in those factories vaccinated within the daytime as well, so that we can do different things. So that kind of stuff will help us design services going forward. So we've had conversations with some of our female members of the communities about cervical screening and why people don't often come forward for cervical screening, and it's the same type of information that we're getting back. So it'll be brilliant, and it will really help us design services going forward that are right for our communities.
And I suppose the next, the final push is for those under 30s, which, I mean, on the one hand, well, I mean, I'm in a bit of a bubble. On the one hand, we're all chomping at the bit to get it, but I guess there is still significant work to be done to reach those who are a bit more sceptical.
Completely, and you know, we understand that it's something new that we hadn't this time last year. We'd never even heard of from an actual vaccine point of view. So it's understandable that people are sceptical, but you know, scientifically, we know that this vaccine works. We know it works against some of the variants that we're seeing, and we know that it's giving the protection for those people that we know are either most vulnerable or could be vulnerable in the future. So the information now is scientific information is clear, and we're urging anybody who's eligible to come forward. Certainly with some of the pop-ups that we've got going on over the next couple of weeks, or when their GP practice contacts them, to come forward for the vaccine.
Thank you so much for talking to us. It's a little bit moving, actually, I have to be honest.
Thank you very much. Just a final thank you, if I can, if you just indulge me, just to all of our volunteers who've given their own time and put so much effort into helping us making this work. So just a big thank you from all of us.